we've got Henry. Come on over here, Henry McMaster. Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster. How are you doing today?
Couldn't be any better.
How about this fact of you being the person that is going to put Donald Trump's name in on the ballot here this evening?
Well, it's a great thing. I'm just happy to be here. We got a great delegation, but these people that are here are spending their own money to come here for a week, most of them, and get up early and stay up late, and no telling what's coming loose back home. But it's real exciting. I'm just happy to be a part of it. This is about a new rebirth of energy and strength, I think, for common sense is what this is. That's what Donald Trump represents.
Well, you know, I know, Henry, you are one of the people that built the South Carolina GOP. I mean, if we take it back to the, what was it, in a telephone booth, is that the size of the Republican Party back then? And look where they are now.
Well, there are a lot of people that did the hard work long before I and others got here, like Dan Ross, who invented the South Carolina presidential primary. That's in 1980. And I was just talking to some folks who reminded me. One reason Mr. Ross wanted to do it on Saturday was so all the employers would not know who was going to vote, because they wouldn't be in working on Saturday. And that way a lot of people who wanted to go vote for a Republican would get their chance without being caught doing it. Because way back in the 40s and the 50s, of course, and the 60s, this was purely a Democratic. South Carolina was all Democrat. And there's a historical basis for that. But anyway, our party's come a long way. In South Carolina, it's not a greater place to be. There's no place I'd rather be. With the mountains and the ocean and everything in between, and the water and the great, great people who've endured everything, and now we are right on the way to the top. But this convention is going to be a turnaround for the country, and I think for the world, because we've got to get back to common sense, strength. The leadership, I believe, in the Obama administration has planted a lot of seeds that if we don't uproot them and dig them out, we're going to have some tough times ahead. You know, our own destruction.
We are having tough times. I mean, we haven't gotten out of the tough times, and I think a lot of people don't realize that it's actually tougher than it was even when the crash occurred.
Yes, but we haven't seen real tough times. We haven't seen real tough times like they have in other countries. We haven't seen a collapse like they had in Greece. There were a lot of folks around before that in the recent collapse, financial collapse, who didn't think it's possible for a country to collapse. Well, it collapsed, and many of them are near collapse. We had a collapse here in this country, not of the whole country, but a part of the economy. Mistaken understandings of how the economy works and how a nation is strong, what gives it its strength, can lead to its collapse. And I think that that President Obama and the leaders that he has put in place in his administration are leading us down the wrong road, and we got to turn it around. And this battle that we're going to have with Secretary Clinton is going to be like Armageddon. It is going to be no holds barred. It's going to be a cage match. Mrs. Clinton and Mr. Clinton have a lot of friends, have a lot of people depending on them for different reasons. And they've been around. They have an army of people who know how to fight. And we have to have the strongest, most disciplined team we've ever put in the field. And I think that Donald Trump is maybe the only man that we have, the only candidate that we could find at this particular time to do this particular job. So I'm all for him. I think I've gotten to know him in the last few months, and I'm crazy about him, and Peggy loves him, and he really is a remarkable man. I'm proud to be here.
You know, I think that's great, but do you think that he can... He has a tendency, he has a mouth. I mean, I'm just going to say it. He does have a mouth, and he does shoot off sometimes. Do you think he's going to be able to hold it in check and still maintain his enthusiasm? Because I've seen him doing some teleprompter stuff, and it just doesn't seem like the Donald that everybody gets excited about.
Well, I've heard the expression, it's better to have a dog you have to put a leash on to hold back than one you got to kick to make go.
I agree with that now.
And Donald Trump is fully in love and full of energy and enthusiasm about America. It spills out of him everywhere he goes. At the rallies that I've been to with him, all of them in South Carolina, his feelings for the people and theirs for him was palpable. People were tears in their eyes. Men and women of all ages and sizes and descriptions and T-shirts and ties and everything else saying, I love you, Donald. And he's saying, I love you, too. And he was signing everything they'd stick forward. He'd sign every autograph when people would finally leave. And he'd shake hands with everybody on the way to the vehicle. He is a remarkable man. And the media, I think, are mischaracterizing him. And on purpose, because they're frightened of him. It represents a threat to the establishment in that sense. We know most of the folks in the big media are Democrats, are liberals.
What about Washington, D.C.? Don't you think that they're kind of scared of him too, Henry?
Oh, yeah. People like to have people who understand their problems and will... That is, do favors for them, and they like to be in with this guy and have access to that man or that woman. And there's nothing wrong with that, but Trump is an abrupt departure from that, because he doesn't know anybody a thing except, as he says, the voters. He says, I'm working for you. He's got no obligation to anybody, no big money, nothing. He's a free man. Made his living and plenty of it. He's turned that over to his children. He's got a great family. I've met them all. They're just wonderful. They're crazy about him. He's crazy. They can't keep their hands off each other when they're talking and hugging and all that. But he is a totally free man of complete independence. He's smart. He has great vision. He can see around corners and see problems and solutions before many of the rest of us can. And he's determined to do something bad. He's got nothing else to do. He's conquered everything. This is it. This is what he wants to do. And we're just lucky to have him. And I'm a privilege, because I've had the opportunity to get to know him. Now, everybody hadn't had that chance. But I promise you, he will grow on you. Sometimes it takes a while, because when you're performing, you're performing. There are very few rock and roll singers or movie personalities that are the same on stage that they are off stage. But the other side of Trump is not a different side. It's completely consistent with what you see. But it fills out the man. And you could see a little of that in with Melania last night, the way they interact with the little signals and things they do with each other, the way people do. There's a great tenderness there.
Absolutely. Now, have you got your speech ready to go tonight?
No, I got to go work on it right now.
Oh, they got to vet it before you put it out there, Henry?
Well, they want to put it in the teleprompter. In all these things, they send you something to go by, and I've looked that over. I have.
Have you crossed out a lot, Henry?
Well, I've started over.
Good for you, Henry.
Well, I've got a lot of things I'd like to say. I'm not going to have time to say many of them, but many of the things. But I'm very proud of all these South Carolinians who've made this trip. Cleveland has surprised me. I like Cleveland.
I had no idea all the things that were here.
Yeah, it's real nice. These buildings are beautiful. They look like Washington-type buildings in their grandeur and everything. I understand how the population is actually decreasing. One reason is everybody's coming to South Carolina.
They are coming to South Carolina. Yeah.
A lot of people we meet here, we may see down south for long. This is a great convention, and it's, I think I thought the one in 1980, which I did not go to, so I was young to go to that one wasn't involved so much at that time. But when Ronald Reagan was elected, that was a watershed convention and a watershed year. And this is going to be another one.
Well, that's one of the reasons we didn't want to miss it, because we feel it's probably going to be the one of the most significantly historical events of our lifetime.
No, there's no doubt about it. And I will predict, but because I have seen Trump's growth in the people's understanding of him, once they listen to him, he speaks in a voice and uses words that they understand. In the actual words and the sentences and the phrases say a whole lot more than the actual words literally say. What he says to people is, I believe in America, I believe in you, and we have to make this country great again because we are in decline. And that is the truth, and it's truth doesn't care who tells it. Well, listen, and that's why his popularity is getting stronger, and that's why you have people so committed. That's why you have grown men with tears in their eyes at these rallies.
Well, you know, I grown men with tears in their eyes is the same people that have seen their businesses disappear, that have seen our country in such decline that they have cried and they haven't known. You know, when we started through this recession, everybody said, well, it'll be 2 years, and it just has continued. And for so many business person people, I own not only this radio station, but I also own a jewelry store. It has been tough just to hang on. And I predict if Donald Trump becomes the next president of the United States of America in November, that you're going to see a huge excitement in the business world.
There's no doubt about it. And remember, that recession was caused by none other than your federal government's policies, which over the years crept in and more strongly required the lenders, mortgage lenders, to make loans to people who could not afford to pay them back. And those mortgages were put in packages and sold like stock, like securities, all over the world. That's where that came from. And then you had governments, reckless governments in other parts of the world who were overspending, and they'd spent so much on this and spent so much on that. When those losses hit, they had no cushion, and that's why they collapsed. That is a federal government. That is the mismanagement of the world's economy, courtesy of the United States of America. We can't let that happen anymore. We got to get the government out of those kind of mistaken directions. We have a president today with a lot of very talented people helping him who are taking us in exactly the wrong direction. We've got to stop it. This may be our last chance.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, what's the future for Henry McMaster here, Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster? What's the future for you, Holt? Anything thinking beyond Lieutenant Governor here?
Oh, sure. Politician, people in politics, or any other, we wonder what's going to happen next. But I love South Carolina. I don't want to be anywhere else. All my people, way back, and Peggy's people, we all been in South Carolina a long time. But my focus now, I have two. One is the Lieutenant Governor's work in Columbia and in South Carolina, and also getting this man nominated and launched out of this convention with strength and energy that'll help carry him over the finish line in great victory.
Absolutely. Well, I want to give you something here. I have a T-shirt that is, we sold these T-shirts to come up here to the convention. They're our First Amendment T-shirts. Flip it over, and it reminds everybody that our First Amendments are so, so important. And without our First Amendments, I don't think we'd be worried about the Second Amendment, would we, Henry?
The First Amendment is very important. They're all very important.
Go. But I thought maybe you'd like to have one.
Thank you very much. This is why America is what it is today. It's not because of our resources. South Carolina is blessed with more than most, with mineral deposits and stones and water and mountains and we've got it all. But the thing that makes this country great is other countries have those same resources. Is the things that are on this shirt, and that's our freedom.
Right.
It's the American idea. Jack Kemp used to talk about all the time and try to teach all the rest of us, the idea of freedom, free enterprise, of taking your God-given talents as far as you can take them without interference and the drag of government interference.
And that right to freedom of assembly and freedom to petition when things aren't right.
That is correct.
Well, Henry McMaster, Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster, it's been a real pleasure to actually sit down and talk to you. I do want to give you a mineral specimen from Due West, South Carolina. It's amethyst. That's our state stone. But also the largest deposit in the North American continent is in Due West, South Carolina, right up the street from Greenwood.
That is just great. There are more things. We have more firsts and bests and onlys in South Carolina than anybody else. And the main thing is the people. We're different. My friends come in from out of state, and they say, I just love it when I get to South Carolina. So how can you tell? You see the signs, they say, nope. When I go in to order breakfast or buy a cup of coffee, the clerk or the waitress will call me honey, sweetie, darling, and dear. Say, that's how I know I'm in South Carolina. We're different.
Thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor. We'll be watching you on the stage tonight.
I'll be there somewhere.
Okay, thank you so much.
You.
All right, this is WCRS. That's my card. We are going to take a break, and I'll be right back.